Good evening, Mark. My name is Pauline.
First of all, I wanted to say that I regret that I didn't join the marriage fitness program sooner, because my relationship with my longtime life mate has deteriorated to the point that there is a restraining order against him, and there is a criminal case against him for assaulting me. I joined your program from after many. I think my hesitation was a fear that he would laugh at me for asking for help, and only when after that I you know, all this happened, that I out of desperation, I joined the marriage fitness. And I guess it is too late for us. One of the callers say when to throw in the towel, meaning is it too late for us?
So your question is it too late for you?
Yes.
Okay.
He apologized, and
so,
he seemed to try to come back. This is stem from infidelity.
Right. So, okay, I understand the question. Is it too late for you? The honest answer to the question, the honest answer to anybody asking that question at any time about any situation is always, I don't know. Nobody knows. Let me say it differently. It's a meaningless question. It's an irrelevant question. It's a question that, in my opinion, you shouldn't be asking. It's like, let me give you an analogy. Let's say that, God forbid, you came down with this mysterious disease, and the doctors had no idea really what was wrong with you. But for whatever reason, I mean, I'm making up this analogy, but for whatever reason, they felt that there was a certain procedure, certain therapy that you could go through that might work. And you, of course, would ask them, well, what are the chances of it working? And they might say to you, I don't know. I don't know. Well, let's say that nobody's ever had this disease before. They don't even know what it is. They haven't seen it. But based on the symptoms, nonetheless, they have a sense that certain therapy might be successful. So would you insist on an answer to the question of, you know, what are my chances? I don't think so. I think whether the chances were 1% or whether the chances were 99%, your life is at stake and you'd follow the therapy. So too here. What are the chances? Look, one of the reasons why it's almost impossible to, there's a couple reasons why it's almost impossible to answer that question. Number one, unlike medicine, where, you know, biologically speaking, we can collect data because there are commonalities in many situations. I mean, you know, leukemia basically looks the same in every cell. You can't tell the difference between two people that have leukemia. If you're looking at it in a microscope, you can't tell the difference. But it doesn't work like that in a marriage. It doesn't work like that in a relationship. Every situation is unique. Every single one. And therefore, it is really impossible to know, you know, what are the chances of revival. In addition to that, and this I just speak from experience, I've been doing this a long time, and at this point, I have seen the most what would appear to be the most unlikely situations succeed to reconcile. Most people looking from the outside would look at such these circumstances and say, that's over, done, hopeless. And yet, I have seen those circumstances revive themselves and that couple successfully reconcile and move forward in a healthy marriage. And when you sit in my seat and you see that happen enough, you start to throw up your hands in tremendous humbleness. And you just have to answer Pauline's question with an honest, I don't know. The truth is, years ago, I used to answer that question. I used to try to answer that question. I used to feel more confident about the answer to that question. But the older I get, the more experience I have, the wiser I am in the field, the more hesitant I am to answer the question. Because I have seen the most unlikely circumstances reconcile. Let me also say something, another insight that's related to Pauline's question. The question is really coming from a medical paradigm, but this is not medicine. In other words, in medicine, in science, there are certain symptoms, and those symptoms are reflective of a biological reality. That biological reality can be quantified. We can collect data on it. We can and then determine percentages. It can be done. In that situation, when it comes to medicine, other than the treatment that the doctors provide, there's nothing we can do, right? I mean, we're in the hands of the doctors. What can we do? Okay, maybe we could modify our diet a little bit. You know, we could exercise, you know, but basically there's really not much we can do. And so therefore, the likelihood of success is really an objective matter that is outside of us. But in a marriage, the exact opposite is the case. Whatever objective circumstances you're in, let me just give you an example. What do I mean by objective circumstances? My husband's 50 years old. He's having an affair. He's moved out of the house. Okay. We can quantify those circumstances. But in my experience, the outcome of a marital crisis is not determined by the objective circumstances. It's determined by the subjective response to the circumstances. In other words, people are asking, what are my chances, as if it's in the hands of fate. But it's not in the hands of fate, in my experience. In my experience, it's in your hands. You're asking me that question, but the truth is you get to answer that question. Your response, your reaction, your initiatives, the way you handle yourself over the next year in the circumstances you are is going to change the circumstances. That is what's going to have the biggest impact on ultimately the result or the outcome of your situation. So in short, is there hope? My experience is, as long as one person's willing to try, there's always hope. And beyond that, the degree of hope, the likelihood for success, is not really a function of the circumstances you're dealing with. It's much more a function of how you respond to the circumstances you're dealing with.